Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into a really fascinating area where dentistry is heading. We've got some great source material on Botox and fillers in dental practices.
Yes.
And we know the listener has specifically requested a guide to their dental time, really focusing on the assistants in the front desk.
Right.
You know, you might not immediately think of Botox and fillers when you think about going to the dentist.
Right.
But more and more dental practices are offering them these days, both for therapeutic reasons and for cosmetic reasons.
It's true. It's been really interesting to see how dentistry has evolved over time. I mean, initially, Botox was primarily used in medicine, you know, for things like muscle spasms.
Right.
And then the cosmetic applications really took off and captured the public's attention.
Right.
And now we're seeing this kind of full circle where dentists are using Botox for both therapeutic and cosmetic purposes, but specifically focused on, you know, the mouth and the face.
So it's not just about wrinkles anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, dentists are really uniquely positioned to be using these tools because of their expertise with facial anatomy and musculature.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really curious about all the different things that they're using it for. I know you mentioned TMJ disorders,
yes.
Bruxism, which is teeth grinding,
yes.
And even migraines.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, can we just start with the basics?
Sure.
Like, what exactly is Botox?
Okay, so Botox is a purified form of botulinum toxin, which is a neurotoxin that temporarily blocks nerve signals to the muscles.
Okay.
And this basically causes them to relax. And that's how it works to, you know, smooth out wrinkles.
Right.
But it can also be used for a whole bunch of therapeutic reasons as well.
And how does that then tie into, like, the role of assistants and the front desk and all this?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think the role of education here is really, really important.
Okay.
Let's say you're at the dentist and you're having a routine checkup. The assistant might notice that you have, you know, some wear and tear on your teeth, suggesting maybe that you clench or grind your teeth.
All right.
And so they could just gently say, hey, you know, Botox is an option for bruxism.
Right.
And that could actually, you know, prevent further damage to your teeth and relieve some pain.
So it's sort of like integrating it into the regular interaction that's already happening.
Exactly.
With patients.
And even the front desk can play a role. You know, when they're scheduling appointments, they can say, hey, are you interested in learning more about Botox or fillers?
Okay.
They can even provide brochures. You know, they can point people to the website.
Got it.
Just so that people are aware of the different options that they have.
So it's all about just creating that awareness and making patients feel comfortable kind of exploring those options.
Exactly. It's about empowering patients to make informed decisions.
Okay.
About their care.
Okay. Let's get back to the therapeutic uses of Botox.
Mm.
You mentioned TMJ and bruxism.
Yeah.
How exactly does Botox help those conditions?
So both of these conditions, TMJ and bruxism, often involve excessive muscle activity in the jaw.
Okay.
And so when you inject Botox into those muscles, like the masseter muscle, which is, you know, the big chewing muscle,
mm-hmm.
it reduces that muscle activity.
Right.
And that can then alleviate pain, headaches, and it can prevent further damage.
It seems like a pretty simple solution. Is it safe?
Yeah, that's a really important question. So when Botox is administered by a trained and licensed professional, it is generally very safe.
Okay.
And, you know, dentists have a very specific type of training that allows them to understand the facial anatomy, the injection techniques,
right.
really minimizing the risk of any complications.
And then what is the role of the assistants during these procedures?
Oh, they are essential. You know, they prepare the treatment room. They make sure everything is sterile.
Okay.
They assist the dentist during the injections. They might also provide some instructions after the procedure and schedule follow-up appointments.
So it really is a team effort to make sure that the patient feels, you know, comfortable and well-informed throughout the whole process.
Absolutely. And it's really important that education and communication is ongoing.
Right.
You know, if a patient decides to go ahead with Botox, the dental team needs to explain the procedure, address any concerns, and make sure the patient has realistic expectations.
Okay. What about dosage?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine it varies from patient to patient.
It totally depends on the severity of the condition and the patient's muscle mass. It's not one size fits all.
Right.
Dentists usually start with a conservative dose.
Okay.
And then they adjust it as needed based on how the patient responds.
So what happens if someone doesn't respond to the initial dose?
Oh, there are definitely strategies for managing that. Sometimes adjusting the injection technique, the muscles that are targeted, or even switching to a different brand of botulinum toxin can make a difference.
Right.
It's really about finding what works best for the individual.
All of this is really fascinating. But Botox also has those cosmetic applications.
Yes.
And especially when it comes to, like, enhancing your smile.
It does. It really does.
I feel like that's where the dentist artistry really comes in, like understanding facial aesthetics.
Absolutely.
So why don't we dive into that side of things?
Let's do it.
In part two of our deep dive, we'll see how Botox can smooth wrinkles, create a more youthful appearance, and just really enhance certain features of the smile.
Perfect.
So stay tuned.
I'll be here. Welcome back to the deep dive. So we've really dug into the therapeutic side of using Botox in dentistry, but now I think it's time to look at the cosmetic side.
I'm really interested to hear how dentists are using Botox to enhance smiles and create that more youthful look. It just seems so natural, given how much they already know about facial aesthetics.
It is. You know, dentists really understand how all the different parts work together to create a smile.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your teeth, your gums, your lips, all the muscles around the mouth. And Botox can really help them fine-tune those little adjustments.
Okay, so let's talk specifics. What are some of the cosmetic applications? I've heard about something called the lip flip.
Yes, the lip flip. Okay, so that's where they inject a tiny bit of Botox into the muscles around the upper lip.
Okay.
And what it does is relax the muscles that pull the lip inward, so it kind of flips outward. It gives the illusion of a fuller lip.
Oh, so it's not actually adding volume, it's just like reshaping?
Exactly. It's a subtle enhancement for people who want a more defined Cupid's bow or a slightly fuller look without going for fillers.
Okay.
And, you know, this is another area where the front desk can be really helpful.
Okay.
They can explain the difference between the lip flip and lip fillers for patients who are interested in, you know, making their lips look fuller.
That makes a lot of sense. It's all about education, right? Mm-hmm. Helping people figure out the best option.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that while Botox can enhance, it's not going to do the same thing as a filler if someone really wants a big change.
Okay, so then let's talk fillers. What are those and how are they different from Botox?
So fillers, unlike Botox, they actually add volume directly to the skin. They're injectable gels. And they can plump up lips, smooth out wrinkles, you know, bring back some of that volume that's been lost.
Interesting. What are they made of?
Well, the most popular ones are hyaluronic acid fillers. Have you heard of those?
Yeah.
Hyaluronic acid, it's a natural substance that's already in our bodies. It keeps our skin hydrated and plump.
Right.
And we lose it as we age. So those wrinkles and volume loss, that's partly from losing hyaluronic acid.
So it's almost like you're replacing what's been lost naturally.
That's a great way to think about it. And what's really nice about HA fillers is that they're reversible. So if someone isn't totally thrilled with how it looks, there's an enzyme that can dissolve it.
Oh, that's nice to have that option. Are there other kinds of fillers?
There are. There are also collagen-stimulating fillers.
Okay.
But those are less common for facial rejuvenation. They give longer-lasting results, but they aren't reversible.
So it's that trade-off, the long-lasting versus being able to change it if you need to.
Right.
Okay, well, let's stick with the hyaluronic acid fillers for now. Where do dentists usually use those to enhance a smile?
Well, lips are a big one. Hmm. They can plump them up and create a more youthful look. They can also fill in the nasolabial folds. Those are the lines from your nose to the corners of your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely noticed those getting more prominent lately.
Yeah, it's a really common concern. Fillers work great for that. And then there are marionette lines, the ones that run down from the corners of your mouth. They can make you look kind of sad or tired.
Right.
But fillers can lift the corners of your mouth and give you a more cheerful, youthful expression.
Wow. It seems like fillers can address so many different things. What about the chin and jawline? Do they ever use them there?
They do.
Really?
Yeah. You can enhance the chin and create a more balanced profile and even define the jawline for a sharper look. Actually, a lot of dentists are incorporating fillers into their orthodontic treatment plans now.
Oh, wow. How so?
Well, think about it. Someone finishes their orthodontic treatment, their teeth are perfect, but maybe their chin could use a little something extra, or the jawline could be more defined. Fillers are that final touch.
It's like completing the picture. Okay, so let's bring it back to the assistants in the front desk.
Yeah.
How do they factor into filler treatments?
Well, the assistants are really key during the procedure. They'll help prepare the patient, make sure everything's sterile, and assist the dentist while they're doing the injections. They'll also go over all the instructions beforehand, like avoiding certain medications that can cause bruising, and then afterward, how to care for the area so it heals well and there's minimal swelling.
So the role is pretty extensive.
It is. And the front desk is involved in scheduling the consultations and follow-ups, explaining the costs, and helping patients figure out any insurance or financing options.
It's really a team effort. Okay, so let's talk safety. Are there any risks with filler injections.
Of course, there are always potential risks with any procedure, but when you have a skilled and experienced dentist, the risks are usually pretty minimal. They take a lot of precautions to make sure the injections aren't too uncomfortable and to avoid things like bruising or swelling.
So it's important to find a qualified provider and ask about their experience and safety protocols.
Definitely. Patients should always feel comfortable asking questions and being sure their dentist is the right one for them.
So we've talked about Botox and we've talked about fillers. Do you ever use them together? Could they work together for even more dramatic results?
Absolutely. In fact, combining them is often the best way to go, especially for people who have more noticeable signs of aging.
Okay, I'd love to hear more about that. How do they complement each other?
So remember how we talked about Botox targeting wrinkles caused by muscle movement, those dynamic wrinkles?
Mm-hmm.
And fillers address the ones that are there even when your face is at rest, the static wrinkles. Well, by combining Botox and fillers, you're hitting both types. You get a more harmonious, natural-looking result.
So it's like a two-pronged attack on aging.
Exactly. Let's say someone has crow's feet and those nasolabial folds. The dentist might use Botox to smooth out the crow's feet and then use fillers to plump up the nasolabial folds.
It sounds really effective. And again, the whole team, including the assistants and the front desk, are important for educating patients about this combination approach.
They really are. They can explain how the two work together, the benefits, and answer any questions the patient might have.
This has been so informative. But before we wrap up the deep dive on Botox and fillers, there's one thing I'm still wondering about. What are the rules about dentists actually doing these treatments?
It's a great question, and it's important to know that the regulations can be different from state to state.
Well, our listener is in Rhode Island, so let's focus on that.
Okay, so in Rhode Island, dentists who are licensed are allowed to offer Botox and fillers. But the idea is that these treatments should be related to oral health or be part of a bigger dental treatment plan.
So it's not just like they could open up a Botox clinic.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
It's about integrating it into their practice.
Okay. Are there any specific training requirements for dentists in Rhode Island?
So they don't have like a special permit, but they are expected to have the proper training. They should take courses from reputable places that cover everything, you know, facial anatomy, how to do the injections, safety protocols, what to do if there are complications.
So making sure they're competent and prioritizing safety.
Absolutely. And they should stay up to date with the latest techniques, too.
This whole conversation has been so eye-opening. It's amazing to see how dentistry is evolving. But we still need to talk about the practical stuff, like how dentists actually make these services part of their practice.
Right. There's a lot to consider, from marketing to making sure everything runs smoothly for the patients.
Perfect. Well, let's delve into all of that in part three. We'll cover all those practical considerations. So stay tuned for the final chapter in our exploration of Botox and fillers in dentistry. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've gone through, you know, the science, the techniques, the rules about Botox and fillers in dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to get practical.
Okay.
How are dentists actually bringing these services into their practices and letting patients know about the benefits?
Yeah, it's really interesting because it's kind of a new frontier for dentists.
Right.
These treatments offer so much for patients, and it's a great way to grow their practices.
Yeah.
But it takes planning and strategy to really do it right.
Right. Okay, so where do you even begin with marketing these new services?
Well, I think it starts with the trust they already have with their existing patients.
Mm.
During those regular checkups and cleanings, you know, the dental team can just bring up Botox and fillers casually, talk about the good stuff, the benefits.
So it's like weaving it into the conversation they're already having.
Right, exactly. It just becomes part of the care they're already giving.
Mm-hmm.
They can also, you know, put brochures in the waiting area, maybe show some before and after pictures, even have a section on their website all about it.
Those visuals probably make a big difference.
Oh, they totally do, especially for cosmetic things. But it's not just about giving information.
Right.
It's about answering questions, making sure people feel good about it. Like, is it safe? Does it really work? How much does it cost? You know, those kinds of things.
So you're educating them, but also reassuring them.
Exactly. That's where the dental assistants and the front desk people are so important.
Right.
They're usually the first ones patients talk to, so they really set the tone.
Okay, let's talk front desk specifically. What can they do to really promote these services?
Well, when someone calls to schedule, they can just ask, hey, are you interested in Botox or fillers? Want to learn more?
Okay.
They can offer brochures, talk about any deals going on, and just highlight how convenient it is to get these treatments from the dentist they already trust.
It's about creating that welcoming and informative environment.
Right. And if someone I as interested, that's when the dental assistants can step in.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the nitty-gritty details, answer questions, put them at ease. They can explain how the procedure works, what to expect, what to do before and after.
Okay, so it sounds like it really takes everyone working together to make this successful.
It totally does. I mean, everyone on the team, even the hygienist, should know about Botox and fillers and be able to talk to patients about it.
All right, so let's get down to the logistics. How do you actually fit these treatments into the regular flow of a dental practice?
Right. So dentists have to think about space. You know, maybe have a specific area for these procedures.
Right.
They need the right equipment, supplies, and they'll have to adjust their schedule to make time for these appointments.
So it's not just adding a new service.
Yeah.
It's really integrating it into everything they already do.
Exactly. And it's also about having realistic expectations. It's not going to happen overnight. Building a successful Botox and filler practice takes time, patience, and consistency.
Wow. This whole conversation has been so interesting.
No, it's fascinating stuff.
So as we wrap up our deep dive on Botox and fillers in dentistry, is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
I think the biggest thing to remember is that this is a natural step for dentistry. Dentists are already experts in facial anatomy and aesthetics. They're the perfect people to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond the technical stuff, it's about educating patients, communicating clearly, and building that trust. That's how these services really thrive.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
This is definitely an exciting time for dentistry, and I'm sure we're just going to see more innovation as time goes on. Well, if there's ever something you're curious about, and you've got a pile of research you want us to go through.
Yeah.
You know, the deep dive is always up for the challenge. Until next time, keep learning.